CPR News and KRCC, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. One of Colorado's most famous 14ers, Mount Blue Sky, has reopened for the first time since 2024. The mountain road and scenic area are operated by the state. The road was closed due to severe buckling and water drainage issues. The updated area features a nature center, public restrooms, and trails through native gardens and forests. Timed reservations open today and will be managed by Denver Mountain Parks. The north rim of the Grand Canyon is reopened following last year's devastating wildfires. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, some businesses and trails are back, but fire damage is hard to miss.
The Dragon Bravo fire destroyed about 145,000 acres and a famous historic hotel, so visitors to the reopened viewpoints and hiking trails need to manage their expectations. Melinda Rush Marshall manages the Jacob Lake Inn, a hotel on the North Rim.
There is going to be fire damage, and I think for some people that's hard to see, but what they're going to experience is seeing all of the range of fire.
Rush Marshall says she was surprised to see a lot of international visitors after increased admission prices to the national park. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Colorado will see a surge of holiday travel this Memorial Day weekend as AAA projects a record 45 million Americans will hit the road or skies. Denver ranks ninth among the busiest metro areas for travel. The drive from Denver to Fort Collins on northbound I-25 is expected to take nearly double the time after 5 p.m. Monday. The least busy travel day is Sunday. And this is CPR News and KRCC online at cpr.org and krcc.org.